We'll call the October 11th meeting of Sussex County Council to order. Calvin Phillips is on the way, running a few minutes late, and I think Mr. Cole will be here very shortly, hopefully. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Baker.
Yes, good morning. We do have a recommendation regarding the agenda. First, the letter of credit, the Woods at Oyster Rock, we can delete that item because that's been renewed. That letter of credit's been renewed. And then under executive session, we do not need job applicants' qualifications or pending potential litigation or land acquisition. So that would leave personnel as the only item.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the amended agenda.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve the agenda as amended. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. In our packets were minutes from September 27th and October the 4th. Are there any changes, corrections, concerns on any one of those documents? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Mr. Moore, correspondence.
Mr. President, there's no correspondence to read.
Mr. Baker, County Administrator.
Yes, the first item is a report from the First State Community Action Agency, and we have Mr. Bruce Wright and some others here today who are going to report on their activities. Some of their activities.
Good morning.
Good morning. Commissioner Baker, council persons. Last time I was here was about 10 years ago. Mr. Cole said he didn't want to hear from me because I get paid to be here. So.
Oh, I don't remember that. No,
I wouldn't say that. I'm going to be pretty short.
I'm going to go review the tape.
That's okay. He's getting paid to be here too, so it's all right.
It is a privilege to be here. First State Community Action Agency. Our organization originated here in Sussex County, the Sussex County Community Action Agency, 46 years ago. We provide a variety of programs to the county, including housing counseling, case management, senior companion, senior employment, weatherization program. We provide 8 after school programs in the county, and my executive director just walked in, so she may want to join me and pick up where I left off. Bernice Edwards. And we also provide my program, which I'll talk about real quick while she's coming up, community development, where we work with unincorporated leaders in the community and provide technical assistance to empower them to reach out to resources and meet the needs within their community. And we brought Ms. Wanda Hopkins and Ms. Evelyn Wilson with us to represent their communities and tell you a little bit about the partnership that we've had with the county and what it's meant to them. At this time, I'm turning over to Bernice Edwards, our executive director.
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm really sorry. I was trying to find a parking spot. It was taking a long time going around Atlanta. I just personally would like to come before the council today to say thank you on several vendors that we have worked with Sussex County Council over the years, and the council and First State Community Action Agency have a partnership that goes back, as Bruce, I heard Bruce when I was walking in, says 46 years. I've been here 32 of those 46, and I know what Sussex County Council have done. We have seen some improvements in the communities that we serve, and that was because of the partnership that we have developed with you. When we did the Strong Community Initiative, the county was right there. And the county has been. You have done some things. What I see as a partnership with a community-based nonprofit organization whose mission is to work with low-income people to help them become self-sufficient. We, as I have always said, community action is not a handout, it's a hand up. So what we try and do is provide those individuals and communities with the tools that they need to become self-sufficient. And through the years, we have seen that, and we have seen your commitment. You have made a commitment And I can truly say wherever I go, and I'm proud to be one person to say that I know when I first started, my first community was Coverdale Crossroad in West Rehoboth. And we have worked very closely with Bill Locate over the years. Bill has been there. He's seen the need, and he advocated for the communities that we serve. And I thank Bill for that, and I thank the county for listening to him, because his hand was on the pulse, so he knew what was going on in those communities. I also would like to thank Sussex County Council for the representation, because First State Community Action Agency, we have a tripartite board, and it's mandated by law that a third of our board members have to come from the public sector, a third from the private sector, and a third from the consumer sector. Not like most of your nonprofits, this is mandated. And Sussex County Council have always had a representative on our board. I can remember back from several individuals who you have assigned to sit on our board. At one time, your president sat on our board. And now Bill Locate sits on our board. But Bill, not only because he sits on that board, he is from Sussex County, so he knows what goes on, and he knows what have gone on over the years, because he's been there probably with you as long as I was with Community Action. So and our partnership, I hope, will continue. And as I said before, and I know I sent you a letter, I thank the county for what you did for us with our renovation. We have started our renovation. Hopefully we'll have an agency that we will be able to accommodate more people, because last year we saw 22,000 people throughout the state. About 8,000 of those people were in Sussex County. That's a lot. So I would like to say to the council that our partnership, I hope, will continue as long as there's a Sussex County government and there's a First State Community Action Agency, because we are your outreach, and we will continue to be your outreach as we come back to you. And this time I would ask Evelyn if she would like to say something about the partnership.
Good morning. My name is Evelyn Wilson, and I represent the Coverdale Crossroad Community Council Incorporated. And we thank you for your partnership, because without your partnership, we wouldn't be in the position we are now. Over a period of years, I came on the board about 2004. And during that time, we didn't have any money. So Sussex County Council was the first organization that gave us a check for our youth program. And because of your partnership and partnership with First State Community Action, with the education they provided for me, so we're Coverdale Crossroads is one of the examples of being almost self-sufficient. We pretty much take care of our needs with using our partners. And Sussex County Council have been a great partner for us. And on behalf of the Coverdale Crossroads Community Council, I would like to extend our sincere thanks for your department's commitment providing services for the families in our community. Your office has assisted families with numerous housing needs, such as rehab, water, sewer, heating, and air conditioning. In addition to your department, has also partnership with First State Community Action and DelSet University provide a housing project for our community. And from that project, we've had three self-built homes. Also, there were situations when you had to provide funds for demolition, cleanup for our before rehab. There has never been a time when emergency has occurred in the Coverdale community that your office did not respond. I can remember when some reason or another, four families on the same street did not have any water. Within four days, the water problem was corrected by the Sussex County Council. Also, there were several fires, and your office provided single mobile home for one family. Also, rehab donated double wide for another family. Matter of fact, another family just recently had rehab due to a faulty wiring, which caused a fire. Also, you have provided mobile homes for families whose existing homes were beyond repair. I could go on in reference to the many tragedies that occurred in the Coverdale Crossing community when your department came to our rescue. Now, the senior population is growing in our community, so we need your services even more because they're on fixed incomes and may not be able to afford the future renovations. So you can see that without the services from your department, these families would either be homeless or living in unsafe conditions because they could not financially afford to pay repairs for relocating. Again, thank you for making a positive impact on our community. And also, some other things that you helped us with, assist with housing project. At this point, we have 16 new people in our community that submitted their names to Milford Housing Development, and I'm quite sure we're going to need your help with that. So if we can get 10 people from this group to build new homes, that'll be a great impact on our community. And you're assisted with a lot of emergencies. And our youth program, I have 25 kids in my program, depending on Sussex County Council and other organizations to keep us above flu. And I thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Wanda Hopkins, and I'm here to represent Mount Joy Community Civic Association, which is located in Millsboro, Delaware. We have been in service about 3 years. The county has helped the Mount Joy community in repairs that were done to homes of the community, from the replacement of windows to the repairing of roofs. They have built handicap ramps for homes in the community, replaced doors and sidings, and remodeled homes and upgrade them to have a beautiful inside and outside appearance, which in turn has upgraded the community and has given it a more pleasant look for people to see who come into the community. Work was done for homes for Daisy Sturgis, Barbara Bailey, Isaiah Bailey, Peggy Manuel, and Amy Kellum, to name a few. Mrs. Sturgis had a handicap ramp built, siding and tin roof put on, as well as cabinets in her kitchen and windows installed and bathrooms repaired and upgraded. They also, at the beginning, did a cleanup for the community. Miss Bailey had a roof worked on and inside winterization to the home. Mr. Bailey had a handicap ramp built also. Windows installed, also some inside work done to the floors and cabinet. Miss Manuel, who is now deceased, had work done to her windows, doors, and floors. Miss Kellum had winterized work done also to the outside, inside of her home. There's been other work done to a few more homes in the community in which the county has done to upgrade the living conditions of the people in the community. The people in the community are so grateful for all the county has done in their effort to make life more carefree for them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we thank you.
Thank you.
I think I have one other person
is sure.
From Polly Branch.
Sure.
And I think she's in one of the papers.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
My name is Mary Johnson. I'm from Polly Branch Civic Association. And at Polly Branch, we would like to thank the Sussex County Council for all the support through all the years. Your support with funding has helped us to make a difference. Project starting back in 2008, and with your help, we were able to bridge the gap in our community and bringing the community residents together and want to be a part of making a difference in our community. Our funds were $500. Support had helped us to stay after school program, and because of your funding, we have a successful after school program that is able to operate one more year. You have helped us a lot of our youth by having the after-school program. We have helped over 20 youth and see them moving on to their next grade because of your funding. We're able to have an after-school program in the community. Our funds that we received, $1,000 for computers in 2010, funding for $300 for supplies and snacks in 2010. Fully funded this year, $1,500. The after-school program for operation in 2011. We thank you for all your support and effort in our success. And I'd like to give you like a praise report. I met a young man, and he says because he came to the after school program this year, he's getting a lot of scholarships and getting him prepped up and getting ready for college. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. If you can see with our after school program, our goal is to work in those communities to try and bridge the achievement gap.
And what we are doing, because of your support, we thank you, because our goal is to work with our young people to try and give them a positive road into the future. Just because of the communities doesn't mean that their goals cannot be met, and that's why we are here. And I just want to say with Congressman Cole, you can know back in the day when we was in West Rehoboth with their community center, it was because of the council that helped us to get that done. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you all very much for coming today. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. And we thank you for the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works well for the communities. It's something that the county can help. And the idea of a hand up, I think, is a great thing versus a handout. And I hope that we'll continue to work for many years to come as a partnership.
Thank you
very much. Anything else from council?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Mr. Baker.
Yes, thank you. The next item is the Needy Family Food Drive, and I have a couple of handouts here. We'd like to announce the start of this year's Needy Food Drive. And as you may remember, the food drive benefits needy Sussex Countyans and is linked with our Caroling on the Circle program, which is scheduled for December 5th. We are sending out letters to the schools and various organizations and businesses which have contributed in the past, and of course we welcome any new participants in this program. Last year, over 20,000 food items were contributed, and these items were distributed to 9 food pantries in the county. And even though we continue to face a tough economy, our goal is to exceed last year's collections. Our County Employees Benefit Committee also helps and has said they will help again, as in the past. The Employees Benefit Committee offers a free lunch for the county department that contributes the most canned goods and non-perishable items. This year, another goal will be to fill a pod, which will be loaned to us and placed on the circle between the courthouse and our building. And sort of an idea, and Mr. Shade is here also, he's helped work on this, sort of an idea to help try to encourage more people to participate. So if you have any questions for Frank or myself.
Question of council? Apparently not. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Shade. Administrator's report, Mr. Baker.
Okay. First item is the county software project. Work continues on implementing new county software in various departments of county government. Meetings between the county's vendor, Tyler Technologies Incorporated, and staff from various departments are now occurring as we begin this implementation phase for the project. Sussex Outdoors Summit on Thursday, October 13th, the Sussex Outdoors Summit 2011 program will occur at Trap Pond State Park. As per the attached agenda, speakers including Governor Markell and County Council President Michael Vincent will explain various programs during the morning session. Family Fun Day will occur during the afternoon from 1 p.m. till dusk. Entry to the park from 1 p.m. until the park closes will be free, with various programs for anyone who would like to participate. Substantial completion. The engineering department granted substantial completion to Harola Family LLC Phase 2 on October 3rd. The developer is Harola Family LLC. The project is located on the south side of Route 24 in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of 4 lots, and Phase one is to be developed under conditional use ordinance number 1887 for an office park with medical professional retail buildings, and included is a fact sheet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any questions, Mr. Baker? Not old business. Conditional use number 1904. Mr. Lank? Good morning, sir.
We have only one item of old business this morning. It is conditional use number 1904, the application of Joseph Maki to consider the conditional use of land in the GR General Residential District for parking, storage, and maintenance of equipment with an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 4.28 acres, more or less, lying west of Road 288, also known as Will King Road, 0.3 mile north of Road 280B, also known as Conley Chapel Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 14th of 2011 and rendered its decision on July 28th of 2011, and the council public hearing was on August 3rd of 2011. In the public hearing process with the commission, we did receive comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Mr. Maki gave presentation. There were two parties that spoke in support of the application. There were eight parties that spoke in opposition to the application. The commission did at that time on the 14th of July defer action for further consideration. On July 28th, as I stated, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use for 1904 for Joseph Maki for parking, storage, and maintenance of equipment with an office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use started in the nature of a home occupation approximately 12 years ago and has expanded to the point where a conditional use is now required. Two, all of the excavation work or operation of equipment for construction purposes occurs off-site. Three, the use will not adversely affect the neighborhood or traffic in the area. DLDOT has stated that the level of service A of Will King Road will not change as a result of this application. Four, a dwelling will remain on the premise of the residence and no additional buildings will be constructed on the site. Five, the use of the property for storage and maintenance of excavation equipment provides a service to residents and businesses of Sussex County. In addition to excavation, the applicant also provides snow removal services in Sussex County. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to parking, storage, and maintenance of equipment for the applicant's business within office. No excavation or construction activity shall occur on site. B, any security lighting on site shall be downward screened so that the lights do not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, the entrances shall be secured at all times with gates and fencing. D, per the applicant, no additional buildings shall be constructed on the site. E, no junked or inoperable construction equipment shall be stored on the site. Only vehicles and equipment utilized in the excavation business are to be stored and maintained on the site. F, regular hours of operation shall be 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with additional hours as needed to address snow removal operations in Sussex County. G, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for the site. Final site plan shall confirm the entrance approved by DLDOT for the property. H, planted vegetative buffers shall be provided along the perimeter of the property utilizing native species as recommended by the State Forestry Office. And 6-foot high stockade fencing shall be erected along Oakwood Village as each phase is developed. I, the final site plan shall show all areas designated for the storage of vehicles and equipment as well as vegetative buffer and fencing. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. For additional information, when the council held their public hearing on August 2nd, they were provided with the same recommendation from the commission. Mr. Maki was present and gave testimony. There were 11 parties present in support of the application and 5 parties who spoke in opposition to the application. and the council just did defer action with no reason stated. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions, Mr. Lang?
I have a question about the DelDOT report. Did they assume that this property was property used for townhouses, or was it? Did they report on a business use?
If you look at DelDOT's responses, mm-hmm. they look at the zoning of the property, they looked at the use most generated by that zoning.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers that you see in this application, I looked at every application we had that day, they all did the same thing. They refer to residential use as the maximum use of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a conditional use in that zoning category. They don't get specific about a conditional use unless it's a multifamily or a high generator.
So it was they were assuming residential use when
as far as numbers. And mm-hmm. what they do, they computerize everything based on the traffic count last used. It may be 10 years old, but it's all computerized to be brought up to current numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And approximately, Larry, how long has he been there?
Approximately 12 years.
Yeah, okay.
And as it originally started, he did live on the premise, and he was operating home occupation.
Mm-hmm.
He had stated in the record that he has since moved to Wolf Run or Wolf Point, I forget which.
Wolf Run?
Yeah, I think one of the two.
Yeah, I think he stated he had a bunch of houses.
Yeah, he did.
Any more questions than Mr. Lang?
In case we had to find
it. What is the pleasure, Council?
Read the title, please.
Read the title, Mr. Lang.
Corey, you want me to read the title?
Yes,
with
please, Mr. Moriarty.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for parking, storage, and maintenance of equipment with an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.28 acres, more or less, subject to the conditions A through J as read into the record by Mr. Lang, and as included on pages 3 and 4 of the old business agenda provided by Mr. Lang.
I move that we approve conditional use 1904 with the findings and conditions as provided by planning and zoning.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve conditional use 1904 with the conditions as stated. Any questions on the motion? Not, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
On this one, I'd agree with planning and zoning with their allowing this as a home occupation some 12 years ago in this area. But since then, this property has been surrounded by brand new communities, hundreds of homes, and the situation there has changed tremendously, and it's not the same situation as it was 12 years ago. As far as the business having expanded, I'm not sure that I really heard testimony of that. What I heard was that the applicant has moved out and wants to use that property strictly for business. And so planning and zoning is approving it with some conditions. But we had testimony that there were disturbances, The operation itself is causing disturbances to the community, and I'm not sure that the best move would be to approve this conditional use. I think that it's inappropriate. It's certainly not an infill, and I would vote no on this.
Mr. Coleman?
The applicant has had a presence there for 12 years, approximately. It started out as, like it was stated, as a home occupation. Things have changed, but I think the applicant's still basically using it the same way that he'd started providing similar services. And I believe that the conditional use with the conditions would be appropriate to bring it into compliance with current regulations. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
It'd be hard to support this as a change of zone, but a conditional use does give us the ability to put these conditions on, which is going to protect the community. The long history of good operation there also gives me confidence that this is a good application. I vote yes with the conditions.
Mr. Wilson.
Well, when it comes to thinking about the people that moved there and those that's complaining, most of those have moved in there less than 12 years ago, so they knew the operation. So if I was in my farming operation, I would feel insulted. People would want to move all around me and then tell me they don't like my farming operation or any other operation. So that's So in that, for that reasoning, and of course under the reasoning of planning and zoning, or C and Z, I would vote yes.
I also think that it's been there for 12 years. What's happened is the gentleman no longer resides on the property, but the business hasn't changed. I do think that with a conditional use, it does give us the ability to put restrictions and conditions on it, which has been done by planning and zoning. And I agree with her conditions as found, and I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb.
Okay, two grants today. The first one being the Boy Scout Troop 281. Mr. Cole.
Was there a...
He's in Ocean View. He is getting his Eagle Scout. He is requesting a $100 donation.
And it'll go to the Boy Scout Troop there. Yes, I'll make that motion of $100.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. The grant to Boy Scout Troop 281 for Jacob Richard Eagle Scout Project, $100. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And on the second grant, the Good Samaritan Aid Organization, we typically pay this out of human service grant. So with your permission, I'll just put it in a different category, and we will look at that grant under that program where they typically get their grant funds.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. We're good with that. Thank you, ma'am. Yep. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Any additional business brought before council? Here comes Mr. Guy. Wanda. I don't remember that. I want to try from Mount Joy Civic Association.
That was Wanda Hopkins. She was here.
Yeah, maybe it might be Hopkins, yes. Is she here?
She had already
spoken. Okay. Anything else from council? If not, we'll entertain a motion to go to executive session for personnel issues.
Got it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Could I also
Hold up.
Could I also ask we include potential litigation? There is an issue that's come to my attention. Is that possible, Mr. Moore? If not, I understand.
I would be hesitant to do that at this point since the agenda was already voted on and amended at the beginning of the meeting, and it excluded that.
Very good. Catch you next week.
We have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to go into executive session for personnel issues. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes.